Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
And we continue on Patriots All Access, joined now by head coach Bill Belichick, Bob Soucy sitting in for Scott Zolak. And, Coach, your team just finished up 3 games in 13 days, including a couple of short weeks with a long trip to Denver in between and some tough opponents. What did you find out about your team?
Well, I thought our team did a real good job in that period of time that you just mentioned, Bob. As you said, tough opponents, long trip. But they really did a good job of preparing for the game, turning the page quickly, and then moving on to the next opponent, having another good week of preparation. I thought not only our players that played did a good job of that, but we got great looks from our scout team and some of the guys that were involved in preparing the team, practice squad players, things like that. So it was a good team effort, and we got what we wanted out of it, which was victories.
One of the qualities in each of those victories was taking turnovers on defense and translating them into points on offense. 4 takeaways, 4 scores against the Jets. What's been the biggest difference for this defense to procure the ball from your opposition?
Well, we've just been working at it. Sometimes you get the opportunities, and we got a few. We were able to take advantage of them. So whether it's knocking balls loose or intercepting passes or tipping passes and coming up with them. But, you know, some of those balls were close, the Jonathan Jones fumble in Denver, the tip passes against the Jets. It could have gone either way, or some of those you get, some of them you don't. Fortunately, you know, our players were alert and able to come up with them. So, again, they're big plays for us. And as you mentioned, we were able to take advantage of that field position and convert it into points offensively. So good complimentary football there.
2 of those tip balls against the Jets wound up in the hands of Malcolm Butler. The other interception by Eric Rowe, showing his ability to recover and using those long arms. What have you learned about him, having worked with him after acquiring Eric from the Eagles?
Well, Eric's done a good job for us, and he's missed a couple, missed a couple of games. But when he's been out there, he's been a big, really big addition for us. And Logan playing inside, we've started to gain a little more continuity there, in the secondary. But as you said, Eric's long, and he's a physical presence outside, and he has good ball skills, as we saw in the interception against the Jets when he was covering Marshall. So, being able to convert those plays, not just the interception, but also the one he broke up in the end zone further down the sideline, those are the kind of plays that the offense is looking for, single high safety, no deep help, toss it up there. When you start making plays on those balls, it makes the offense think about how many times they really want to do that.
And Bill, thinking about a guy like Eric, other newcomers to this defense, Kyle Van Noy, even Shea McClellan, who you got before the year, as they get more comfortable, do we see them become more confident and more energetic defensively?
Well, I think it just helps the whole defense, sure. Those guys feel it, and so do the players around them. The communication's better. Sometimes when you're new, you don't want to ask a question. As you get better communication, more experience with your teammates, maybe you ask those questions. Maybe, you have a better idea what's understood, what isn't understood, what we need to clear up, and things like that. So I think our communication has improved week by week, in small steps, but certainly the cumulative effect has been positive, and that goes both ways, both with our veteran players working with new players and our newer players from their perspective working with, a new team.
For the 2nd straight season, you ring in the new year with a regular season finale against the Dolphins in Miami. And it seems like it's been a year since you last played the Dolphins in 2016, back in week 2. Dolphins got off to a 1-4 start. They've won 9 of 10, including some close games. What do you see in the Dolphins?
Well, they're as you said, it's been a long time since we played them. They're a bit of a different team. They found a jaw in the running game. They've got 3 very explosive receivers. We knew about Landry. Stills is coming on. Parker, had a big day against us, and they've all continued to be productive there. Defensively, they've changed a couple of their starters and gone with Branch and Wake at end. And the corners, they have the 3 big corners out there, Maxwell, Howard, and Lippitt. And it seems like 2 of them have been available at one point or another, so they've got a lot of length out there at corner. Made some changes on their offensive line, and that seems to have settled in for them. So, with all those changes happening, I'd say the bottom line is they've been just a little bit better than their opponents in a number of these close games. They've been in a lot of one-score games. They're 8-2 in one-score games, and it's come in different. They've won in different ways. They won last week with Long kick by Franks at the end of regulation, big run by Jai in overtime. They blocked the kick, returned a kickoff against the Jets. Drake returned a kickoff to beat the Jets. Lonzo intercepted a pass and ran it back and beat the Chargers. So they've gotten contributions from all different units, and they're better in every area, and that's showing up in the final score.
And, Bill, when you talk about the changes for the Dolphins, one necessitated by injury at quarterback, Ryan Tannehill could play potentially in this game, but Matt Moore has taken over for him late in the season. 27 starts under his belt, including a Christmas Eve game against the Patriots when he took the Dolphins to a 17-0 lead back in 2011.
Again, a very experienced backup, a guy who's played a lot of football, who's taken a lot of snaps, who's started games, who's very experienced in their system. So, I think that he's, a quality player, and, they probably feel like we do, that they have two starters.
When you look at the Dolphins' defense in particular, it's a defense very good on third down and taking the ball away. Does that underscore the importance of first and second down?
Absolutely. The importance of first and second down and ball security. The thing about third down is a lot of these teams that are real good on third down, like the Ravens, like the Broncos, create a lot of third and long situations. So you're in third and eight, third and nine, third and ten, and they just kind of swarm you in that situation. The interesting thing about the Dolphins is they're very good in that third and 2-3 range, best in the league. So their numbers there are as good as their, third and ten numbers. So it's not just long yardage. They do a good job in all those situations. So long corners, good pass rush, disruptive. They get their hands on the receivers. They get the quarterback off the spot. They bat down some balls. So it's not a throw and catch type of game. You've got to really work to create some space and get open and make a tight throw and a tight coverage.
Time now for our Ace Ticket question of the week, brought to us on Twitter from Molly of Medfield. And Molly wants to know, Coach, when you have to pare down the active roster from 53 to 46 for game day, how does that process begin and unfold over the course of a week?
If a player's physically not able to play, then that takes care of it. There's really no discussion. So if there are a couple of players that fall into that category, then you have to decide what the other players are. Usually there are a couple of positions that come from. One's an extra offensive lineman, third quarterback. And then, again, you kind of go from there. So there'll be another two or three players maybe that'll you just have to make a decision on in terms of game plan, maybe the health of some of your other players, and what you're facing from your opponents. If they're a big four wide receiver team, maybe carry another back. If you're going to plan on keeping, run a lot of three receiver sets offensively, maybe keep another receiver up, things like that. So some of those last minute decisions are based on game plan, matchup, and also the health of the players as it comes down to the end of the week. A lot of times we don't know until right before game time whether a player's going to be able to go or not. So that could go either way right up till kickoff.
Well, you're game planning for the Dolphins. What are we going to see in the Balustrader coming up?
Well, we're going to see some explosive plays. You know that.
All right, more of the head coach a bit later on, and more Patriots All Access right after this.